Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the Planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
All right, we back.
Yes, we are.
How was your break, Wally? How'd you like your break?
Pretty short, but
pretty short. It was like 7 minutes.
Oh.
You were just doom scrolling anyway, so of course the time would seem short.
You really think I was doom scrolling?
Yes.
I'm a productive young black man.
You know what?
See,
I hear it. So am I. I don't know. Our productivity is two different things, though. You know.
Yeah, it's mine is like higher than yours. Obviously, just make sure. Just make sure you get that one thing right.
It sound good.
It sound good.
Sound good. It sound good. Oh, gosh, I love saying that. Especially when I'm playing basketball and someone, I'm like, you know, I'll be playing and somebody be like, I'm about to miss. So I'll be like, it sound good. And then I end up making it. But if I miss and I say it sound good, then, you know, it's pretty embarrassing.
Well, at least it does sound good. And it is good. Because they made it. You know, they made a feature call.
What?
What? Because when you say it sound good and then you miss it, it's okay. Like, okay, yeah, it does sound good because okay. It was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. It's most of the time.
Yeah. All right, bro. But I know how to shoot. I'm a great three-point shooter.
Well, I know how to shoot, too.
Wally, your jump shot is, like, horrible.
You talking about me?
Like, I'm a basketball coach, and I've played basketball for, like, what? Give or take 10 years? 10 years? Around that? Wally, you are the worst basketball shooter I know. I don't even know what's your dominant hand. Do you know?
Where's your left?
Where's your left?
Throw my right. My right.
So it's your right hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the office.
Hmm?
You're in the studio right now,
mm-hmm.
Trying to see which one is the left and the right.
Why you got to tell them about that?
Nah, I just want to know.
I already know by right and left, obviously.
Okay. Time out. You know what I just realized?
What happened?
Why are you wearing a Yankees hat? You're from Long Island. Bro, what?
Why are you focused? Why are you so focused on me?
Because I just realized.
Don't focus on me.
Like, I'm looking and I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, bro, are you wearing a Yankees hat? Have you ever been to a Yankees game?
I see it from the outside.
From the outside.
Yeah.
You've never been inside.
I had an inflatable baseball. So
inflatable baseball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got to get you to a Yankee game. Because this is unacceptable.
Yankee.
Unacceptable.
I'm going on the court.
Wait. What?
Is it called a court or a field? Okay.
The court. We're talking about baseball now.
Uh-huh.
Baseball. New York mm-hmm. Yankees baseball. Baseball mm-hmm. team. 161st in the Bronx. Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
And you just said the court.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're gonna go to this next song because Wally can't get one thing right.
All
right. So
yeah, say that.
So we gonna get started on this one. Hope y'all enjoy.
Stupid, stupid. This one thing I want to admit it. This one thing and
All right, Wally. That's one thing.
It definitely is one thing.
Yeah. A nice song. The one thing you can't get right about Yankee Stadium is the fact that it's, you know, field and not a basketball court.
Of course, I knew that, but I was joshing. I was just joking.
You're just joking. Mm-hmm. That song right there, though, I found out about that song because I was on TikTok, you know? Don't always go on TikTok, but this time it was a good influence. I kept on seeing a bunch of basketball edits. Favorite basketball player, Kyrie Irving, you know? One of the greatest of all time. LeBron James is trash.
Oh.
Just had to let everybody know that LeBron is trash.
Not better than Anthony Edwards, though.
Anthony Edwards, man. Mm-hmm. How many championships does he have? How many rings?
Enough.
Enough, okay. Enough is zero?
Hey, man, if it's zero, it's enough.
Okay.
Because that's Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing about Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
Yeah, okay. He's a superhero.
He's a superhero. Mm-hmm. Right. He's your favorite superhero?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you just put me on. That's the name of the next song by Mario.
I was playing all around my way when I saw you with a girl that I never seen before. And girl, I got a high love. Ooh, tell me what's up. Ooh, don't know what's up. Ooh, tell I'm one. I'm the flyest and I'm H-O-T. Ooh, tell I'm Mario. Ooh, tell I'm Romeo. Ooh, well, now, can you hook it up for me? Girlfriend, can you put me on? She needs a boyfriend who can put it on. Ain't gotta be serious. We can just chill and have fun. Girl, you got to put me on. I can't wait. Can you call her up? We'll find some way for us to.
Brother needs a queen.
Bro, what?
Oh, am I? Am I muted?
We're on air, Wally.
Oh, okay. Forget that. I was.
All right. How'd you like that one? That was all you, man. All you.
Man, I loved it. I thought, tell the truth, I thought Molly was one hit wonder. I thought Let Me Love You was his only good song. But then hearing that, I was like, yeah, nah. This man, he has some talent. He got some talent. Especially singing. Trying to get like that.
But Molly, like, I just want you to accept the fact you can't sing, bro.
Hmm?
Right? Like, I'm your mans, bro. I'm your mans. I'm your friend.
I think you're muted.
Can't sing.
Huh?
You cannot sing.
You talking to me?
Yeah. DJ Brockington. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's my name. I'm laughing, bro.
Just happens to be your name.
Yeah, bro.
It's like, you know, you're saying you want to sing? Everybody wants to rule the world, you know? But not everybody can rule the world. I'm just finding, like, the cheesiest ways to put our songs into sentences.
Yeah, I can tell.
But look, this next one, I love this song so much. And I think y'all will, too. I'm not gonna lie. I think y'all will, too.
What?
I really want to rule the world.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever lasts forever, bro.
Mm.
That is, like, that's top five right there, bro. It's
dang.
It's one of the top five songs.
You wise now?
For sure. You said what?
You wise now?
I've been wise, you know? Playing songs like that, I've been wise, bro. But this next one, we gonna have the studio bumping. Like, me and you gonna be in here dancing, bro. Like, for real.
Mm.
I've heard this song multiple times, but it's like, it's one of those songs that I feel like you forget about, and then when you remember that the song exists, you start bumping it again, and you just be like, bro, I love it.
Yeah, bro. Feeling like a white girl. Oh, can you mute my mic, please?
Now, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, this song is top five, too. I'm not even going to lie. Definitely top five, you know.
You have a lot downloaded, of top fives.
Downloaded, you know. I have a lot of top fives because it's like, it's not really a top five. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a fraud, bro. It's a top 10. It's a top 10.
Mm.
But this song is definitely in it, you know. It's still into you.
Still up there.
Let's hear it.
Into me?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
All right.
I'm still into the song. Like, I'm into the song. Not you, Wally. Sorry.
Not yet.
Sorry. I'm not into you, bro. You get it? Unlike the name of the song, still into you. Let's get to it. Oh my gosh, Wally.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We're in the heaven because we were actually in the studio dancing.
It was a little too fun, but I can't too lie. Fun.
I love that. I told you. That song is just like, it's really tough. Paramore is not a one-hit wonder.
No, it's definitely not at all. Not a one-hit wonder.
Oh my gosh. Got to sit here breaking it down.
Oh, I'm actually sweating. Hold on.
This next one, though, you know, this song is crazy, too, because, like, I always remember this song when it's not September. Always. Yeah. But y'all not even ready for this next one. You think they're ready, Wally?
I don't know. My dad loves this song. So, hopefully, I don't know.
Maybe I love this song so much. Like, this one, this one's, you know, let me say top 25. Let me stop saying top 5, top 10. This one's top 25. All right. That was September.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that song is definitely amazing, you know, undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
But I always forget to play it during September.
Yeah, me too. Luckily, my sister always reminds me. Because, you know,
she sent it to you and then you listen to September?
Most definitely.
And you hide it from all of us. Like, you hide it from me so I don't get to share the joy of the song.
It's a tradition. I have to. Wow. For my dad, you know? Every time it's
ain't it fun to listen to that song? You know, ain't it fun?
It definitely is. Definitely is.
This next song, Ain't It Fun? We got another Paramore classic. She's nowhere closer to One Hit Wonder. nowhere close. Like I think me and Wally might be dancing to this one again. So if we come back, you know, breathing a little heavy, we was definitely dancing to the song.
Yep.
Dance to the song.
Nothing else.
All right. Yo, bro. All
right.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
You heard her. Don't go crying to your mama, yo.
Yeah.
You're in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the real world now.
Most definitely.
Oh my gosh. That's one of the hits, too. Like, anytime you hear Paramore, you just gotta go crazy. It's only right.
Yeah, every right.
Like,
every
if you're not going crazy to a Paramore song, you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, just a banger after banger after banger.
Always. And that's kind of describing our show right now. It's just been banger after banger after banger. Here's another one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take on me, you know? Take on me.
Take on me.
I don't think they're ready, Wally. Take on me.
I don't know.
All right, let's...
Just gotta find out.
Not for word. Word. Well, how you like that one?
Pretty nice. Oldie, but a goodie. Yeah. Always like listening to old songs. I feel like I got like an old soul or something.
I heard that song, I think, on the school bus when I was in elementary school. True. The bus driver, he would make us get on the bus. We couldn't speak at all. No talking. He would always play, I forgot what radio was, but he would always play radio station. And that was the only radio station I've ever been able to listen to.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal. I would hear that song like almost every morning. And I know it's old, mm-hmm. but it's like, I don't know. They must have loved it as much as I do.
Nah, yeah. I just started off on YouTube. Like, you know, I ain't got no like backstory off of it.
All right, this next one you picked.
Yeah.
You just can't leave alone, bro. You can't leave the song alone, bro.
Nah.
You can't.
Can't.
And that's the name of the song. Nice. Can't leave alone.
Mm-hmm.
Face in my mind, see you all the time. Outside of knowing me something, all them clubs ain't mean nothing, girl. Sure, I want you, I can take this up in the land. Love you in front of the entire world. And girl, I never let this go. The way I feel the same way.
Wally, how'd you like that one?
I loved it, of course. You know? Just really like the music. Can't leave alone. You know? Just say
it. It wasn't bad.
Most definitely. Yeah, it has like that old feel, even though it came out last year. You know? It's supposed to be like in the 2000s. So I just really like it.
I could see that.
Yeah. Listening to the beats and everything.
But this next song is outstanding.
Oh.
Outstanding.
Why do you have to say it out loud?
Are you ready for it? I don't think you're ready.
I don't know.
Like this song right here.
I'm kind of scared.
What you scared of?
I don't know, man. It feels like my theme song.
It's the Unk anthem, bro. You know, mm-hmm. It's the Unk anthem.
That's the Unk anthem.
Yes, this one right here is the Unk anthem.
You know that you put it on, though.
No, like this is your song, though. You picked it.
I didn't.
You can't tell me otherwise. We're gonna play it right now before you can say anything. All right.
Outstanding. Girl, you got me.
That song is outstanding. Outstanding.
Oh, I see that word played. I don't know. I feel like every time I listen to that song, I do something trash.
What?
I don't know.
It's like every time I listen to that song. It's your song.
You talking about me?
Yes, it's your song.
Do you I look like a
like, anytime I open up Outstanding, it says Wally.
That doesn't even start with my first name, bro.
Right, right. You want me to say your full name?
Okay. You don't have to do that. I'm DJ Wally. DJ Wally the house.
All right, look, so I made the mistake of telling Wally he could get the last song before we get off air. Mm-hmm. So this song is 110% Wally's selection.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pick it.
And right? Everyone's going to love it. This is the last song, and everyone's going to love this song.
All right, like, this is the finishing touch you're the leaving on touch. Our show, our first, yes. First ever show.
The last song, the okay. One that everyone's going to remember.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Her beauty's crazy. I watch her from the crowd. Her voice is so amazing. She make her mama proud. I tried to send her flowers, but she has no address. Her home is in my heart. It's like she never left. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Say true love is blind, that real romance is timeless. You like my favorite movie, play it through the wine. Cause baby, you're the finest. Your love, I'm gonna find it. And when I do run away, we
so wet where they can't find us. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Turn your head, that's why I had to write this instead. Let's be friends, start out slow, get to know you beyond your glow. You're more than meets the eye, girl, you're pterodactyl fly. Way back when you knew my name. Giving up on you.
God. All right, Wally, that was your last song.
Yeah, and that was the best song. I'm just telling you, bro. Right. You've been hating on it for a minute. I'm just saying. Right. Hearing the beats, hearing the lyrics.
I wish I was as delusional as you.
You don't have to be delusional. You just have to listen. I'm just saying, bro. Like, you just got to really understand the fundamentals. And you just don't understand it.
You were in the studio breakdancing.
Mm-hmm. I let it shine. Can you? Yeah, bro.
Hey, you're done. All you're right. Done.
You say
so, right. You know what? You know what? That song wasn't half bad. Mm-hmm. Half bad.
See? I can put you on to more songs.
No. Right. Please don't. All don't. Right. Don't. Right.
I'm just saying. You know Miles.
No, you know Miles needs to stay miles away from my eardrums.
All right.
But I think that's it, Wally. You know, it's coming around that time. It's 8:54, man. Any last words, bro?
Last words.
Your last words are last words.
Mm-hmm.
How creative.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. The JW Late Night Lounge. You know, it didn't feel late tonight because, you know, we did wake everybody up with the music selection.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope we were amazing hosts. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good night.
Morning. The omens are bad. Hear them call me. Hear them call me. Leaving the stage to be called. Close to the point, but they call reading on rocks and prehistory. If you were a stone, you'd be amber. As long as the birds don't remember, as long as the man.
starting to get away. Way to take you home. The more I fade, the more I need to be just where you are. There you are. I'm way everything bigger than the stars. When I look inside, there you are. You're my everything. When you go away, even for a minute, that's too far. My everything, bigger than the stars. What a thing to be where you are. And you made me see from the very start where I'd rather be than in your arms.
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guy.